Μάλιστα και τώρα απλώς απ'σήμε με Μίγδαλ Γκόντου. Απλώς το απ'σήμε was once walking με Μίγδαλ Γκόντου με Μπέις Ράμπρι. Ας τον Ισραήλ Δάις, βοηθό ρόχο βαλαχαμόρ, and he was coming home apparently. The Hoyerocho Balachamer was mounted on a mule, and the tire as Fasano, he took himself a little time. I know it was, maybe it wasn't even extra time, but he was just, as he was going home, riding on the Chamer, mounted on the Chamer, he was mitayel as Fasanoho. So I don't know whether he got off the Chamer and he took a walk as Fasanoir while he was mounted on the Chamer, or there was the diversion or not, I don't know. Rashi only says, Umetayel as Fasanoir lismoyach. He wanted to enjoy himself a little bit. Some diversion apparently. V'somach simcha gdolo. And he was very, very happy. Extremely happy. It there was so much happiness there that it touched upon a threshold of a darkness of gasus, which is a little bit the simcha. There has to be so much simcha in Tera, simcha satera, doch the Christ simcha in the ganze Welt. You have to put, but simcha when it starts has a potential element of danger. Actually, every emotional factor has a potential of danger. All it has to do is cross a little line, an invisible, indiscernible line, and it becomes contaminated to a certain extent. So this simcha crossed a certain line, and it reached an area of Abisalo. Ah, simcha. Shalomad, v'tnei shalomad teira harbet. Ah. He felt mamish in such a state of euphoria. He was mamish in seventh heaven. He was straight in heaven. He went straight to heaven. And the whole world shone so bright, such illuminating light, and he took a walk as Fasayor. Ah, mamish. Such a spiritual hanoyah. Just hanoyah in the world that no money can give, no anything can give. So much simcha and simcha sater. Nizdam aloi otom echot, shehoya mechuya beyesa. So he met someone, and he set his eyes upon a human being who happened to appear very ugly. Omaloi, the other one said to him, this he says, in Mesichta Dachert says that this person that he met was actually Eliyahu HaNavi. So he said to him, he greeted him, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. The Lahirzele, and he didn't respond. Omalai said to him, Reiko, kama mechuya oiso hiish. Look how ugly this person is. Shema kolb neircho mechuorin kemoischo. Is it that all the people in your community? It wasn't, in other words, it wasn't just a personal thing that you happened to be very ugly. But it's an ugly race, and Mashozok, that's it. He was referring to, I think, the Cushim, Negro people. So he asked him, Mashikoro Reiko, Efshaloi Mashoheo, Indid Meleki Nochi. He appeared to him like a Gentile, Mibonov, Mibnei Kush, for the Bnei Kush. Lefishahoye Mechuya, Veshochor Beyesa. It was Mechuya and black. Bezeshomale, Shema Kobne Ircho Mechorim, Behainum Eretz Kush. In other words, it wasn't such a personal insult. This, are you from the Negro family? But which is Mechuya, Shocher. Omaloi any idea. I don't know. Ve'omaloy eynu yedea zokte marsho רוצה למה שאני יודע למה לך שהם מכוערים כי נעמדים עם הפרק I don't know to tell you that they are ugly or my co-inhabitants of this community כי נעמדים עם הפרק יש נכרים ואפילו בגנוס בהם את מי אלו דיבר הכוסוף because I can't tell you that all my tribe my entire tribe is מכוער because you're not allowed to talk a bignus a fila from a beheme not from a human let alone from a human being from a metaba from a human being but a fila a beheme to me to have bignus beheme at meo so I can't tell you that the time is shum shemesin chesorim be yitzir avo el alech ve emoye le umen shosani kama mechuya kele ze shosiso go to the craftsman who made me and tell him how ugly his creation is. As soon as he said that, the kibun sheyoda be'atzmo shechoto, Rav Shimon ben Elazar was immediately sensed that he did a chet. Yorad min hachamor. Forgot about his simche. He dismounted from the chamor, v'nishtatach lefonov, and he prostrated himself before this ugly negro. V'omaloi, nemesiloch, mecholi, zaymir mech, omaloi, eni mecholoch. Maybe then he realized he wasn't there from Akui. I don't know, because he told him, go to the craftsman who made me. Omaloi, eini mecholoch, atshetelech evdanit mechol, until you will go to that, to the one, to the umen. Shuasani, v'amoyloi kamim echui, akkele zesho, she said, go and tell him, look how, what an ugly kele you've created. So he walked after him, he walked after him and begged him. Yotzu bnei Iroi likose, vo'emu aloi, shalom alecho, Rebbe. And they called him, ach, you received such a Kabbalah sponim, Abshimim Lozoi, entered into the city. Vo'emu shalom alecho, Rebbe Moire, Omlem, Miatim Koyen Rebbe Rebbe. So this Mechuya says, who are you calling Rebbe Rebbe? Omlem, Elzeshe Metalach, the one who walks after you, who's behind you. Omlem, Imze Rebbe, if this is a Rebbe, Al Yirbu Kemese be Israel, there shouldn't be too many of him. Omlem, Mipneima, why? Omlem, Kach Vekach Osali. That's what he did to me. Omroloi Afab, came a choylech, they pleaded with him, please Zaya Mechel. She odom godel baterehu. Afab, came a choylech, she odom godel baterehu. Omrolohem, Bishvilchem ani Mecheloi. Because of you, I'll forgive him, I'll pardon him. Uvivot shelo yehei rogi laseske. But he shouldn't get into the habit of doing that way. So Masho Zokta, Abshimon Lozo was in the habit of saying such things, or says he shouldn't get into the habit, so that he shouldn't get into the habit of that gasus, which causes such an expression, such a lebensanschauung, such a view. Just when a person gets, imagine such a gasus, what's a gasus? As a simches atir, full mitzim shalom atir harbe. Look where it starts. It starts in the mokim akdushe. In the MS Mokim Akdushe, our Weisel Merkenner Zecher sein zu haben, a bis a million Chelik of that kind of Simcha Satere, at the Lohim Tere, happy we are. But yet, in an Etzim Kdushe, and being Mamish in Im Sibit Nehimo, Dora Melech Lern Tere. But watch wherever you are, to be the Beis HaMikdush, and dig Kdushe on this Simcha. If we're not alert, and if we're not conscious, it can always, everything contains an element where the Satan can find his habitat, where he can fester and faster and do his underhanded dirty work. And that Kedusha Dikei Simcha, unawares, unguarded, give it full expression without the intellectual guarding of any veering away, of any possibility of causing some disturbance. It can cross a certain boundary and cause such a chum when he sees it, and his views, and what an infinitesimal of darkness of Bifokian Zanda Abshima Menelozo. Gasus, how much could that be? Yet his view on the world changes. He looks at a human being, he sees his ugliness. And if it weren't for that, and this is what Elio, this is what this person warned him, he says, I want him to beware not to fall into such a state of euphoria where his eyes, where his view, where his limbs anschauen will change, and he will look at people and see their chesreinus and see their gnus, because he's in such a simcha, he's sitting so high. Takis from gaive changes a person's outlook, and he sees the human. I cooked up a mention, it's a cup of Shalach Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he says, Bismechuer, look how Mechuer this is. So we see a couple of things here. First of all, from the Mokya, from Simcha, from what it can do. And as a person enters into that realm of Gasus, he sees the defections of someone else, which he wouldn't otherwise see. So if he didn't have that guy there, he wouldn't see it. He wouldn't see his ugliness. He would be blind. He couldn't utter it. Couldn't strike him. Gnus. Could he say gnus? But if I am in such a state of what I have, that it is a loss of control, and that person's ugliness becomes so exaggerated that he just loses control himself and utters those derogatory words. And another thing we see Rabbi Isai is that all you have to do, what did he do actually? Was it that he zokt? At the Pesachadish given, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, big chedushim, all he told him was, go and tell the one who created me that he made a kelim mechua. He chucked him, threw him right off the horse, threw him right down from Harkovoya to Bir Hamikdash. He was right on the floor. First, he was sitting on top of the world, on top of the chamoyel, and soaring in the heights, and seeing the ugliness of someone else. And mitamol, the man is on the floor, off the chamoyel, mishtapach, prostrate for an ugly ichvesvos, und betzabem rachmim in zayim echol, and runs after him, bishnishtotarayim, and has such embarrassment. Imagine, he walked into the city. And the ganze Reilom kommt in der Chabot sein, Rebbe, Mire, Mire. And he stopped sich doch pursuing after a guy mit einem Chura, you know, and I'm saying, Rebbe, Mire, Chura, Wals, I don't know. Very smart. Just one snap. Was war Achidush? What happened? What was the bombshell that made such a radical difference? Momentarily, you see a cup of Shalach Kodesh Baruch. You're saying that the Siddhar Yidah Yitzhak, he has a chesaron in the Yitzhak. Kesachidish Niflo. What a human being is in certain moments, that he forgets the ersten Yisod from Musa, from Slabotke Musa. A human being is a Yitzhak, cup of Shalach Kodesh Baruch. Zach Briye, this is a Briye. Zach Nemeibash is a Yitzhak. How can you express yourself that way? And all you have to say is, such a glaring, basic, fundamental, elementary, rudimentary fact. Just remember it. What happens at Bayside, if we talk to ourselves, just the basics, we always forget about the basics. Because we feel that we are in certain straits and in a certain dilemma and suffering from certain problems, we probably have to learn 10 years Musel. Or that we replace, we have to dig into dakis and depths. Sometimes it suffices just to say, what are you doing? Just to stop and think. It's the first thing that Shimon ben Elazar heard in Slabotki, which is Tzir Kapo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Selam Elokim. It's the first thing he heard. And Shimon ben Elazar should forget such a fundamental fact. So I will say, let's not fall into despair. Sometimes we can stop ourselves from doing pretty bad things just by saying, what are you doing? Vosius. We have kine, jealousy. We don't learn because of that. It causes such internal, serious, devastating damage. Mamish disaster. Kine, the guy's doing better than me. I'm not on top. I'm not a disinterior. Kifal would say, what do you make kind of? Does anybody take from you? I say sometimes to myself, when kina begins to well in my heart, I ask myself this question, can anybody take away what's yours? I must answer no. It's the fundamental basics of emunah. Can anybody take that's yours? I must answer no. Can anybody give you that's not coming to you? I must answer no. And I'm telling you, it helps. At least momentarily.